We know about New Year's resolutions. As humans, we sometimes want to make more money, maybe find love, and lose weight. I've asked my pet those questions, and my pet still doesn't know what money is. As far as love concerned, well, we took care of that when the pet was about 6 months old. So I'm left with controlling my pet's weight. I do have a beagle who likes to eat. My daughter thinks he's cuddly, but I think he's overweight. We're joined this morning by pet trendologist Charlotte Reed and also Dr. Michael Fleck to help us with this. What's my first course of action?
The first course of action is to do the eyeball test. Stand over your dog or have your daughter stand over your dog and determine if it has a broad, flat back. Nine times out of ten, if it looks like a blimpie or a sausage, it's overweight. Then you want to do the squish test. Just squish some of the skin around the ribs. If you can feel the ribs, then he's probably in good shape. But if you get a big handful of fat, he's a fatty. Or even if you check the belly. I do the belly test. If the belly is hanging down way low, he needs to go on a diet. Now, with cats, it's a little different because sometimes genetically they have that skin that hangs down a little bit. So, I mean, that happens with my cat, Hayden. He's got a little bit of skin, but he's very, very lean, so I don't have to worry. And then if he is fat, you might want to go, depending on how old he is and his health, then you might want to, next step is get on the train and talk to your veterinarian.
So we got Dr. Fleck to help us with a little bit of that. What are some of the things we can do?
Well, first of all, you have to recognize that if you're obese as a pet, you're going to have the same kinds of issues medically that we have as people. So it's really, really important to try to get that weight off and get as lean as possible. I think everybody kind of knows that we're having an epidemic of diabetes, and that's because people are overweight. If you lose the weight, many of the people can eliminate that diabetes. In addition to that, you're also going to find that because there's more weight that you're putting on the joints, if you are a maturing person and just naturally getting a little bit of osteoarthritis, now it's accentuated because of the extra weight. And of the heart, you know, many people that have heart issues, their doctor tells them that they need to get their weight off of their body, eat much more lean food, eat some omega-3 fatty acids in fish, etc. But what they want to do is reduce those fat molecules that are in the blood that can move to the heart and in the blood vessels, causing increased triglycerides and cholesterol and, you know, make the blood pressure go up and make you have heart issues. So if you don't take care of those issues that you have with overweight, it's just going to have a quality of life that's going to be less, and you're not going to live as long.
So what do we need to do? I guess it's like anybody, you eat less and exercise more. How do you translate that into a dog's lifestyle?
Yeah, the first thing that I always recommend, and I'm going to let Charlotte comment on this too, but you... she just came back from the gym, is what you want to do is you want to feed less food. When any of my clients come in with my patients and they're overweight, the first thing I tell them is, well, cut back on the diet before we even change the diet. Cut back to at least 75% of what they're normally eating. Once they do that, then we can gauge the types of foods that we might want to give. And it's really good that you're asking me. This is one of those questions that has to be asked to a veterinarian. Charlotte's going to explain why that is.
Well, I think in a lot of cases, depending on, you know, the age of your pet, and like Dr. Fleck said, you could cut back on the food, or you could think about a light diet, a commercial light diet. But a lot of times, if your pet is older or if he has health problems already, that's when you really want more of your veterinarian to be your weight guidance counselor as well. I mean, he's your first source of pet health and recommendations for any type of services that you may need. So start there. I mean, in terms of exercise, dogs and humans are very much alike. So, you know, you have to fight the battle of the bulge on two fronts. One with the diets, as we talked about, and also exercise. The required amount of exercise for dogs is about 30 minutes a day. So, you know, I like to walk my dogs. Now that I live down here in Florida and we have a backyard, I walk them once a day, but I also like to get out in the backyard and play with some toys. I always tell people, look for toys that are fun. You know, they're great cannon toys that you could shoot and launch your toys that you can chuck. So there's some great toys, toys that glow in the dark if it's, you know, with daylight savings time. With cats, it's a little different. Cats generally need a higher protein diet to lose weight unless they're, you know, they have urinary tract infection, and then they need to definitely have a food prescribed by the veterinarian. But cats have short bursts of energy. Think about it like when they're attacking prey. So, and a lot of times they like to stalk and pounce, and that's, like I said, short amounts of time, short amounts of energy. So what you might want to do is a fishing pole toy, and that's always fun because you can multitask when you do it. You can talk on the phone or watch a TV show as you're playing with your cat. You know, I recommend you definitely want to have your give your cat as much attention as possible. But, you know, some of the greatest new fun things are these cat apps that you can put the iPad down and let your cat play on your iPad, which is, I think, kind of a hoot.
Well, that's where the mouse came from, right? Isn't that how that all worked out? We're talking with pet expert Charlotte Reed and also Dr. Michael Fleck today a little bit about resolutions for your pet health and weight. And I guess if your pet is healthier, maybe you are too. Or is there a similarity, you know, fat person, fat pet? I mean, do you kind of have to look in the mirror at both of you, I guess?
Well, that's actually really, that brings me to the question. Since your pet is fat, how's your weight? No, I mean, really, and I don't expect you to answer that question. It was just meant in jest. But, you know, it's interesting because the CDC says that 69% of Americans over the age of 20 are overweight or obese. And for animals, it's in the 50%. For cats, it's like 52%. For dogs, it's climbing. It's about 59%. So Americans are just as overweight as their pets. What do you think, Dr. Fleck?
Well, I think that those numbers are actually low, and it's really interesting that you asked that question about people, because many times the people reflect and mimic what their pets are like. So if I see an overweight pet coming into the office, lots of times I'm dealing with an overweight pet owner too, which kind of makes it kind of difficult to make your recommendations, because people are a little sensitive about their weight, but it's really good. If you do it right, you're really benefiting both. You're benefiting the pet, and you're benefiting the pet owner. And one of the things that I always tell them also, time for exercise. So why don't you get out and exercise with your pet? And that way, I'm telling the person at the same time that maybe they're a little overweight, get out and do some exercise too, and they don't feel offended.
Maybe they also, sometimes people do things more for their pet than themselves, and this is a benefit for both of them if they all go for a walk together. Charlotte, I should mention I have four dogs, and I kind of sort of feed them all together. So that means one of them is kind of like hogging some of the food. What's your suggestion as far as maybe isolating or feeding separately? How does that work out? How's that work out for me?
Well, I'm sure Dr. Fleck is laughing, too, because we have that problem here. Our golden retriever is Hannah, and she's such a big chow hound, and she's bigger than everybody else, and she's kind of turned into a bully. When she was younger, the little dogs used to bully her. Now she's gotten her revenge. So we have to feed Hannah in the laundry room. And then BJ, she eats so quickly, and then she's on a diet. So BJ's overweight, so she's on prescription diet. So we feed her in another room, too, in the office, because she's always looking for morsels. Now, she won't bully the other dogs, but if you drop a nugget, she'll be right there licking it off the floor from the food bowl. And obviously that could, you know, that right up close action could cause a food fight.
Right.
So we kind of, the little dogs eat at different ends of the kitchen. So, you know, we have the same problems that all pet owners have. And realistically, you know, when you have multiple dogs, it's really hard to separate them. Now, it's worse with cats. I mean, we only have one cat. We do have a cat. It's worse with cats, or it's worse when, you know, you can't stand there and monitor them. But, you know, a lot of times what we say is put the food bowls down. A lot of trainers will tell you put the food bowls down for about 15 minutes and let them eat. You know, I like it when there's a relaxed atmosphere. This way they're not eating super fast, especially with your bigger dogs, your barrel-chested dogs like Weimaraners or Dobermans, because you don't want them to get bloat. So it's best to, if you can't handle the situation, you're going to have to separate them. Or actually, some people even cage them when they eat so that they can kind of relax and eat their food at a healthy pace.
Our guest today has been a pet expert, pet trendologist, I like to call her, Charlotte Reed, and also Dr. Michael Fleck. If people want to find out more about this or get tips on their pets in general, what's a good place for them to check out?
Sure. They can go to our Facebook page, which is Dynamic Pet Duo. Also our Facebook, our Twitter stream. We're posting some great pictures of some fat pets and, you know, some things you can do like start a walking club and giving people some great advice today.
Again, our guest.
We want better, healthier pets this new year.
Exactly. We want our pets to live as best as possible. And it kind of, Dr. Fleck, I don't want to get into your business here, but it kind of can cut back on our vet bills if we have healthier animals in our life, too.
We'll find another way to generate income. You just get them better.
Yeah. Sell a pet fat pet calendar or something like that, perhaps. I don't.
Yeah, that's what we'll have.
Our guest today, pet trendologist Charlotte Reed, and also Dr. Michael Fleck. Thanks for sharing the time. Appreciate it today.
Thanks so much for having us. Happy
Thank
New
you.
Year.
Thanks. And go Bucks.